Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Right, waking up with Linda McShann, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today is Find It Out Friday, and it's been an exciting week out there, okay? The week after Thanksgiving, we still sort of like are trying to reduce back from all that turkey and dressing and sweet potato pie and all that stuff. It takes a minute. It takes a minute. So this evening, I'd just like to ask you, how are you doing out there? And you know, I'd like to share this with you. If you want to build a happy life, you have to give careful thought to the foundation. Happiness certainly cannot be secured on appearances or affection. Happiness comes down to the inner state of our life at a given moment. So no matter what's going on out there, try to keep it as happy as you possibly can. And that comes from within. You know, me, I keep this happiness. I am doing fine. I'm trying to stay balanced, trying to stay kind and concerned. And I hope that each and every one of you out there will follow lead and do the same thing. The traffic is crazy out there. Okay, the traffic is crazy. And to be honest with you, a lot of people still are not practicing kindness, but it's okay maybe to rub off on them one day. But I can share this with you. I don't know which way you travel, but if you're going south and if you're in the Los Angeles area, you're traveling down La Brea, give yourself some time. And La Cienega, give yourself some time. And if you're trying to avoid La Brea to get to Los Angeles, give yourself some time. It is crazy, 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 okay? Today is Find It Out Friday. We're going to have Miss Tiffany with an I share something with us. And I like to say Tiffany with an I because I see it, I strategize it, I fix it, and I complete the job. That's Tiffany with an I. But before that, I want to relax you down and let you listen to this while we're out here doing our shopping and looking and being kind and concerned of others. Welcome in. It's Find It Out Friday. to bring you in with that, okay? Wanted to bring you in. Let's keep going until Miss Tiffany was high.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Holidays of the year, we have to want what we want. So before we bring on Miss Tiffany with an I, I'd like to give out our call-out number. That is 323-769-5879. Again, dial us at 323-769-5879. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know what you want. Let us know what you're doing. I had three calls to come in to let me know how they were doing today. From Renee S., she said she was thankful and blessed. Had a call from Miss Kamisha all the way cross country in Nevada. Her statement to me was she's glad that the pandemic came about because it made her pull up and stretch. And of course, my friend Sabrina that just finished a wonderful surgery she just went through, but she's a victorious trooper. Spoke with her and she said she's fine, she's happy, she's a little sore, and she wants to thank all of those out there that was praying for her. So give us a call in. Let us know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, how you're doing it. Just tune in with us and leave a message if you don't get us directly, and we will definitely make sure that we take that information and air it out to you. So right now, we're going to bring in Tiffany with an I see it, I fix it, and I complete it. Tiffany with an I. Miss Tiffany Jones, are you with us this evening?
I am, Linda. How are you?
Oh,
I appreciate so much this evening.
You appreciate what?
So much that you have me on your show this evening.
Okay.
There we go. I'm trying to get everything out right.
I know you like the Mind for Monday because you like to start the week off, but we like you to close it out also. Because, you know, when you give us things to be mindful about, you know, and going on from that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when you come back with us on Friday, you tell us other things that you have found out. So we appreciate you over here because it's that time of season. We know you're getting ready for your thing. We're getting ready for our thing over here. But you think you're not much appreciated over here, young lady. We love you. And so does the listeners. And we like to listen to you because, see, you are the type of individual, you're very, very, how can I put it, you're very, very pleasant. You say what you have to say, and you're slow and easy with it. And we need all kind of personalities here. You know, we like to wake people up. Sometimes, you know, I'll wake you up and tell you, now, I don't mean getting up stomping on the floor. I mean let that blood flow through your brain, okay? You'll come in and say the same thing, but you do it in a different way. And that's what we love about you. So welcome in. Thank you again. Tell me, how you doing, and what did you find out?
I am doing so well. Thank you, Linda. Guess what? I just found out. My lineup for December's show. And we are going to have top-notch people.
Okay.
On Tuesday, I'm going to have an award-winning, Oscar award-winning person on the show to start on the 7th.
Okay.
And I know you guys have heard of West Side Story, so it deals with that. And I can't wait because it's so super exciting.
Okay.
So for me... Okay. I found out all these things actually today because I talked to my PR firm. We solidified the dates, and I'm so, so super excited. So I will keep you abreast because maybe on Mindful Monday I'll tell you who the guest is go from there. But I would love to hear, not hear, or have your listeners participate,
Okay. Well, we'll put it out there for you because, you know, we believe in collaboration over here. We're about unification, education, and collaboration, and that's what it takes. And we all have to uplift one another. It's all about empowerment, uplifting, and putting the information and educating. It's all about, so anytime that you can have whoever that's going to give up information, that's going to empower, that's going to uplift, yes, my listeners want to hear about it because they know that's what we're all about here. I tell them, you know, unification without harmony does not create anything.
Right.
It does, and I said, but when you take action, now, that is what makes it happen. So we're all active individuals over here. No matter what the situation is, Tiffany, no matter what we go through, we have to keep on dreaming and keep on making it happen no matter what. And that's why we love you, because you're a good example of that. So, yes, please solidify it. Let us know on Monday if you want to share it, or you can let it be a surprise. Either way, I want to
listen in. It's going to be a surprise because I know the person's name, but I don't know.
Not right now. No, you know.
But on Monday, I'll let you know.
I'm
so super, super excited. I mean, I'm excited because, you know, and everyone knows listening, that I have taken some time off to move, you know, to get internet, to get furniture in the house, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been an a really humbling experience, if you will. Like,
okay.
I just thought that I would, you know, go from the hotel that I was staying for that short period of time and go straight into my residence, but didn't happen that way. And again, it was a humbling experience, but it was a very good one, and I think I needed the time to rest. And again, I appreciate your listeners and everybody for keeping me connected in such a way, even though I wasn't on my show doing anything like that, I still stay connected to an audience, and it just made the world of difference. And I'm so grateful and so appreciative of the opportunity to have done so with you. So on Monday, I'll announce the person. And
okay.
Like I said, we are going to have some fabulous people.
Okay.
And then January is the beginning of a whole new year, right? 2022 is going to be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Yeah, 2022, I say 2022 is for you, and you know it's for me. So, yeah, it has to be fabulous. And each time we get another notch, another minute, another second, it always represents victorious to me. So I cannot wait. I'm sitting over here now, so I'm over here smiling because I want to know who this is coming on. I'm gonna wait.
Like I said, you're gonna love it. At this point, it has to do with West Side Story. You know, West Side Story has their okay. So it has to do with West Side Story.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So that I will tell everybody, and it's like I said, I'm just so super. Blessed to have the opportunity because it came at a time that was, I would say, as some people say, divinely orchestrated. I just can't say enough, but I'll say what I need to say on Monday. I'll keep it mindful, but I will,
Well, you want to do that. You can do that shout out and that infomercial, and then this gives you some opportunity to really solidify see the picture, see it, and then speak on it. And I can't wait. I'm not going to pull it out of you. You know, I have a way I can get it out of you if I wanted to, but I'm
going
to do that to you.
I'm so glad.
It was crazy. I was telling them that I was out there in that traffic today. And how I'm doing, I'm staying balanced, staying kind, staying concerned, and hope that everybody is following suit. And I don't know if you were listening in when I had the call in from Renee and Kamisha and Sabrina, you know, because I put it out there, how you doing? You know, it's very important. And I don't know if it comes in an upbringing or if we're taught. I know we're taught at an early age that you check on people, you know. And it makes me feel good to just call and say, look, I don't have but a minute. I'm just checking in. How you doing? Now, I'm not saying that you get that back as many times as you put it out there, but it's very important. It gives you a good inner feeling. It's sort of like hard to explain, and I'm saying for those of you who don't do it, try it and see how it makes you feel.
Right.
You don't have to get in a long, drawn conversation. You don't just call somebody when you want something, okay? Because they know when you want something. They know your M.O., you know, and they'll give it to you or they'll speak with you on it, maybe. But eventually, just say like this, iron wears out. So pick up the phone. Texting is great. Texting and emails is great. But do you know the voice does the work? Because you can hear everything in that voice. Anybody can write anything and peck anything out with some letters, okay? But once you hear that voice, if you're in tune. So I just wanted to put that there. And remember, I was speaking with you earlier on what I found out, you know, when we go to the gas pump to get our gas, your car is on one side of the pump and the other car is on the other side of the pump. I had an experience But you, if you have to go in and go inside, everybody don't use a card at the pump, so they have to park the car, go inside, and go to the cashier. Well, I experienced, I parked my car, and I'm on the north side, and there's other cars on, but I was at the end of the car getting ready to gas up, but I don't think the young man saw me, and he was coming around the pump. I was saying to myself, was he coming for my gas pump and going to put it in his tank? Be aware out there. It's a lot of stuff going on. Be very observant of your surroundings. People are doing everything. Okay, I finally broke down. I said, oh, God, my feet need to be rubbed. I need to go get up. I'm looking at them. I got to go. So I pushed myself to go, and I was thinking, if I stick my head in that door and I don't see Shields and they don't ask me for my vaccine card, I'm not stepping in. But they had it in order. So I did make a step today. I did find out that I'm getting better. Okay, I'm easing out there, but with this Omicron coming, do we have to switch around our travel or our meeting? It's just not over yet. So I'm doing fine over here, writing down every little stupid thing that comes in my mind and analyzing it, okay? Not getting stuck in it, but just looking at it. You got me? So when we say I put the title up, how are you doing? I knew that you were doing great, and I knew that you were going to have a great day, and you was going to have some good information. And here we go. I cannot wait till Monday. I cannot wait till Monday.
I'm just like, because I started out the show, and I think people, if anyone saw it, I don't know. I started off with theme of politics and discussing like the vaccine mandate, firearms, all kinds of issues pertaining to politics. And then I kind of moved into a more lighter, if you will, conversation.
Okay.
And I found that the lighter, brighter in meshing in the political issues actually is a very good fit for me. But I, you know, on the East Coast, when it broadcasts on the East Coast, it's 11 p.m., but it's 8 p.m. our time. So, it's a late night program for them and late night show for someone on the East Coast. So I was trying to figure out a way to incorporate entertainment and have it light, you know, and so may not have nightmares, because all day long you listen to the news. Everybody has their opinion on some issue. You know, everyone's talking politics. Everyone's expressing how they feel about that. And then you go to late night where you want to laugh. You want some good people to come in. You want to see what they're doing in their lives outside of entertaining society. You know, you want them, you want to see if they do any charitable work or any causes or what's their next step in their career. So I am starting to embody that. And so starting December 7th, I'm going to have people to reflect exactly that.
Well,
and
because
you have to, you know, you start, and you got to start somewhere. And
well,
I
you
did.
Know, me political, I always say we're not political, but we're all political, and I will deal with politics, and I will deal with persons that can give information regarding, legislation from time to time, but not all the time, because I have to be careful, because I get wound up in it, okay? And I have a different perspective on it. So, therefore, I tease with it. But you're right. People need to laugh. Well, I tell you what, when your producer just tell me what day I need to come on, they going to laugh, okay, because there's no telling what we might give them. All right.
No, I know. It's just like you love theater, so this has to do with, the first guest has to do with theater. So like I said, the theater, West Side Story, so it's going to be really good.
Yes.
But I'm so happy to have, literally taken the time to discover where and what, where I want it to go and what, and what that direction actually is.
As, well, it takes, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, you have to find yourself, mm-hmm. and you're right. I'll be definitely there because they say, well, you like the air or you don't like them. I say, well, I really don't like that little red light on the camera, but I, you know, when you talk about, you know, I'm a, it depends. But I love theater. I love theater because you're right there with the people. You have to be you. You have to bring it up. And theater is hard work. If most actors, anyone, that's where it all starts, in a theater. It doesn't go the other way. So if you're a theatrical mm-hmm. actor, your mind is twisted another way. There's nothing there to edit you out. There's nobody there. To, you got to pull it up. And it's rehearsal, 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 because you have to know your stuff and everybody else's stuff, too. And a lot of people, you know, they say, well, I didn't know you did all that. I say, yeah, well, I don't wear a sign. But if it's something I like and you need me and I can give it to you and I enjoy it, let's do it. You know, let's do it. So that's just when you say having those type of people on and which way you wanted to go and to excite the people on the East Coast, because you're absolutely correct. They've been listening to this all day. That's why persons ask me, well, what kind of questions you going to ask me? I'm not asking you any. I just want you to come and share and care. That's more relaxing for that individual, you know, than to be up all night figuring out how they're going to answer question number four. That's not my style. Bring it and bring it, bring us you with all full authenticity, period, because we have to be able to relate. Well, you know I'm excited over here for you, and you know I'm, you know, I know you'll switch it up, and before December 7th, it might change into something else, because that's the way your creative mind works, and that's what creativity is about. But I hear you, and I can't wait. I'm going to leave you alone. I am not going to, I can pull it out of you. You know, I can get it out. But
I'll say what needs to be said.
I'm not going to do it.
But
I'm,
you know, it's a finding out on a Friday or finding
yes,
out Friday.
Well, we mean,
you love
we
it.
Talk.
I really do.
I say, what you think you're going to find out on Friday? And then when I before I exit, I say, oh, you'll have something. You know, it's just like when persons ask you, too. I do a lot of emceeing for a lot of, you know, organizations. And you might not know too much about the organization, but once you get in there and start researching that organization, everything that you need come right to you, you know, and you're able to get on there
absolutely.
And find out the mission and be able to see what type of, you know, the attendees. You have to go in there and check out those attendees. Sometimes you have snobs, sometimes they won't. You can get a smile out of them if you gave them a happy pill. But it doesn't matter as long as you know you move on the mission. You move on their purpose, and once you understand their purpose, so I see that's the direction that you're moving. You have many, many ways that you can go, but I like the idea that you said people on the East Coast, 11 o'clock at night, they don't want to hear that stuff. They want to see this, or they want to see that, and you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. They want to go to bed in a happy, bright, and light mode, you know.
Right? And, you know, and before I come on, I mean, it is like it's, you know, it's very, very informative. It's very, they have, you know, their opinions are very, as a matter of fact, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, we don't like that. They wouldn't let me on there because I probably flip that script and they say, shut her down, hit that button. Where did she come from with that? But I can't wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. So who knows? Maybe you talking to the guy from the West Side Story and say, we got somebody here with the East Side Story. And we've been made up that story. We've been coming in there. I like. Maybe I'll bring them my one-woman show and give them a little bit of that. And that'll keep them up at night.
No, I think, you know, I'm just, I love theater. I love the arts.
I know you do.
Visual arts, fine arts, performing arts.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I just love arts, period. And so when we, like I said before, when we were taking a look at the direction of what the show is going to be in the future, it just kind of just flowed right into
okay.
that Okay. Love entertainment and all people who are doing anything in entertainment and, you know, like A-list, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Again, I started with a different group of people and, you know, and that was good because it was really like, okay, you know, because I talked to you several times about production and things of that nature. That never really bothered me. It was just that I needed to move to this next level and, again, that much-needed rest period was so essential
to the
elevation.
Yeah, it gave you time for clearance. You
had to clear it
out. Yeah,
you really, really did.
You got clearance. Well, I know that you're going up, but as long as you do, I know you do the same nights, but as long as you with us mind for Monday, we don't care what you're doing, but we're going to hold you to us over here. Otherwise, we're going to have to bring these buttons over there, and them lookers are going to have to see me with no lipstick on and my hair sitting on top of us. If I have to go a visual, I have to do some work. But I kind of like it because I believe in moving that voice. But I can put that smile out there also. But I'm very proud of you. I told you you was going to find something out to share for Friday. It always happens. And
yes,
we had talked about it. And this is just the beginning. Before Monday get here, it's going to be something else. And you know what? Tiffany with an I. See, I call Tiffany with an I because I see it. I strategize, I structure it, and I get the job done. And that is why, to us, you are Tiffany with an I. Sometimes I'll put a Y up there, and I'll say, oh, no. It's not a Y,
you know,
it's an I.
People sometimes do that. And, you
yeah,
know, sometimes
most people,
I have to say that
yeah.
just for that.
To
yeah,
go
but
up,
I'm so... Did you... Oh, one thing else I did find out, like the traffic. The traffic is... as it was pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
the traffic is, I can't even reason
no,
with
crazy.
The amount of traffic.
It's crazy, and they're driving crazy. Makes me want to get a driver. I mean, you hate to get out there. You say, shoot, it's so crazy out here. I feel like walking, which we should do it anyway, get some exercise. But no, it is, you think, okay, well, let me get out here and beat the traffic before 4 o'clock. The traffic starts on that evening, move at 2. Okay? It starts at 2. So I agree with you on that. It's crazy. I was out there in it today. I said, let me get home. I wish I had a air balloon. So I could jump up over this stuff, and you're dealing with the COVID. You're dealing with the people back at work. You're dealing with the shoppers. See, everybody's out there. Everybody's out there and traveling and moving around. Well, you know what, Tiffany, Wynn, and I, we cannot wait till Monday to have this excitement revealed for us, and it's going to give us a lot of things to be mindful of. But I'm going to tell everybody out there, you know, you have to call us and tell us what you found out. And today it was, how are you? So now you know that Tiffany with an I is getting ready to bust it open. I'm over here trying to stay balanced, kind, and concerned, okay? I'm wonderful. As I read to them, I don't know if it probably didn't come on, but this is what I stated. And after that, we're going to close it out. Tell everyone to have a wonderful weekend and wait for mine for Monday. I read earlier, if you want to build a happy life, you have to give careful thought to the foundation. Happiness certainly cannot be secured on appearances or affection. Happiness comes down to the inner state of our life at a given moment. So when I hear these good happy words and happy feelings and happy things coming from you, I can just imagine how this is going to pan out, because, see, those creative juices are moving, okay? And when those juices are moving, we have to let them flow. So Monday, you may find out some more stuff over the weekend, and Monday it's going to be, we're going to get double duty here, and I just cannot wait. Tiffany, with an I, can you leave us a word to carry us through the weekend? Just a few thoughts, just something before we say goodnight to these listeners this evening.
Let's see. I think just going back in, you know, as we talked over the week about going within and taking the time to rest and taking the time to really understand your direction and your purpose. And I understand, too, that there will be, talking about purpose, I'm sure there will be something on purpose coming up in the near future. But that is essential, and it's so important because a lot of people really don't know. They really don't.
No.
And I would say that, you know, once you find your purpose, your passion, you know, stay focused and allow it to manifest the way it's supposed to. I mean, sometimes we think that obstacles are negative, and then actually they're very positive. We may not see everything, and I know that's so cliche, but everyone says that, right? Mm-hmm. And but you have to. You really, really have to. You really have to just be mindful of yourself, appreciate yourself, love yourself, because if you don't do those things, you can't give to anyone else, you know? So
no, you cannot. You cannot give to anyone. And it's very, very important that you sit back and you look from within. And like I say, when you move in truth and you know your truth and you know who you are, obstacles will equal growth. Obstacles are there for growth. Lessons. Obstacles are lessons. When people say, oh, thankful, be thankful that you have had the opportunity to experience this, and be grateful that you are here today to be able to change whatever you need to change and to be a better you tomorrow. So I'm just sharing that because that's, you know, Stephanie and I spoke about being the difference. You know, it's a blend, but it's two different things. So when you say you need the time, when you say obstacles or setbacks, I'll leave you with this and say, just because you've been betrayed don't mean you're broken. Can I say that again? Just because you have experienced betrayal does not mean that you're broken. And on that note, Tiffany, when I see it, I get the job done and I complete it. We're going to say good evening to you, listeners. This is Tiffany with an I. I get the job done. She will be back with us for Mindful Monday to share that exciting news. Tiffany, we love you. We're going to call it out. Listen to these words out there as we're out there shopping and getting Susie some socks. And like I said, she probably don't even care if you bring them or not. She want to wear some flip-flops and show off her pedicure. So don't stress out there if you can't get all the gifts that you need to get. But one thing you should do is make sure you get yourself a gift. Start with you first, you know. And I can share that, Tiffany, because when I go shopping, I like to buy what I like. And if there's only one of it, guess what? They're not getting it, okay? I had to learn that because you see them and say, I should have kept that for myself. So listeners, people out there, don't forget about you, all right? Don't stress out. Don't. If you can get it, you can get it. I tell people every year, you're going to get a New Year's gift here. That's the way we do it. Mm-hmm. And on that note, Tiffany, we love you. Listeners, it is Find It Out Friday, and Tiffany has a surprise for us on Mindful Monday. We love you, Tiffany. Thank you so much.
I love you, too. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
A broken man without a home, desperate and so alone, a victim of society, no one really wants to see.
Let's we educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.